Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining me here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. I appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Yeah, it might be a little weird somewhere. But if you're not in Starkville, if you're not in Tupelo, make the quick trip to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Order it for delivery. It'll be there, and you can have Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning of the week at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. One of my expert beef farmer friends wanted to let me know. I'm going to read his message verbatim to you regarding whether or not beef is an Easter meat. I wanted to confirm to you that Easter is indeed a beef holiday. Pot roast is to Easter what the turkey is to Thanksgiving. It's a dense source of nutrients that provide the fuel to dominate the egg hunt or to crank bombs during the family wiffle ball game. Well, there you have it, folks. This coming Sunday for Easter, it's time to put beef on the table. I don't think I can make it any clearer than that. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white is at College Corner. The name brands you want, the logos you want, the styles you want, they've got it all from top to bottom, from hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, hoodies, shorts, everything. It's right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, original by Fleet Feet, filled with a half shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to a banker that knows you by name, not just by your account number. A banker that treats you with respect, a banker that gives you the level of service you can only get at Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location, let Priority One Bank make you their priority. So close. They made it very interesting. Mississippi State falls to Georgia in game one of the series, 10-9. Dogs fall behind early. The trailing 10-2 at the end of the fifth. Put together a nice comeback behind some clutch hitting and some really timely relief pitching from Jack Bauer, who may have arrived a little bit tonight. We'll talk about that more in just a moment. Five runs in the seventh, a scoreless eighth, then two runs in the ninth, the winning run on base, but State can't bring them in. Final score 10-9. It's one of those games where there's plenty of good to take away, but there's way too much bad. And when we talk about the bad, this is what I'm talking about. 10 walks by Mississippi State pitching tonight. A hit batsman, two errors in the field, two wild pitches, two pass balls. All of that led to runs for Georgia. It's just another game for Mississippi State. They only have five losses this year, but in every loss, I feel like it's more about what State did or didn't do than what the opponent did. And when you look at the box score, State outhits Georgia 14-10, but they strand 10 runners on base, but they strand at 12. I'm sorry, I don't know how to put that. State strands 10 of their own, but they keep Georgia from I can't do it. Georgia had 12 stranded runners. So let's go with that. At the end of the day, I think State just made too many mistakes to win. You can't have the kind of mistakes that they had. 10 walks, you know, the hit batter. You can't give away 11 free bases and two errors. So that's 13 free bases you gave away. Against a team like Georgia that can hit the baseball the way they do, you're not going to beat them playing like that. But from 10-2 to get it back to 10-9, to see Peyton Fowler come in and give you an inning and a third of scoreless relief. He did walk three. That's not great, but he struck out two, and he didn't give up a hit or a run. Jack Bauer comes in 2 1/3, two scoreless, struck out a couple. He did walk a couple. Chris Billingsley comes in, gets you a really big strikeout with the bases loaded going into the bottom of the ninth to keep the game at 10-7 at that point. State had some opportunities to win this game, and they just fell behind too much. They just dug too big of a hole for themselves. You know, I thought it was interesting that O'Connor made a change at catcher midway through the game, that Maluski, who had a couple of – he had some bad innings behind the plate, gave away a couple of runs. They go to Andrew Raymond. He does the same thing. He has a couple of wild pitches get away from him as well. State's troubles behind the plate are really weird. They're just weird. Since Logan Tanner left, Mississippi State cannot just find a catcher. I'm telling you right now, State's NIL efforts need to be, for baseball next year, is whoever the best catcher is, here's more money than anybody else is willing to give you, and try to fix that problem. And look, maybe Malusi just had a bad night, all right? He's been much better defensively these past few weeks. You've seen him kind of picking it up at the plate a little bit. Raymond had a good night at the plate tonight. He was 1-for-4, a couple of RBI, and got on there, had a big hit in that 5-run rally in the seventh. But you just can't give away runs like that, not to a good team. You know, you look at Sunday's game against Ole Miss, right? You had 7 walks, and you just – don't play very well. But against Ole Miss, you can kind of get away with that because they can't hit. They can't manufacture runs. Georgia will make you pay. And they did, 10 runs tonight for Mississippi State. So the Dogs dropped their first home game of the season, dropped the Friday night game. Or I guess I shouldn't say Friday night, the Thursday night game one of the series. They'll have to pick it up if they want to take this one. Valinkas on the mound tomorrow. You feel really good about that. Saturday, you know, game three will be what it is. But I thought – one thing I like about this team, man, is they do not give up. And you look at the UCLA game, the Southern Miss game, game one against Arkansas. Game three against Arkansas is the closest that somebody has gotten to just and that's not that State wasn't really good in that game and didn't I'm sorry, it's not that State was good in that game. They made a lot of mistakes that led to Arkansas kind of blowing it open there at the end. But most of these, all five, in these 5 losses State has, I can just circle things like, well, if you had done this, you would have won. You know, against UCLA, you don't hit a batter, you win the game. Against Southern Mississippi, you don't throw 2 wild pitches, you win the game. Against Arkansas in game one, you give up a walk-off home run to a 180 hitter. I mean, that should not be happening, but it did, and you lose the game. The defensive meltdown in the 8th inning at Arkansas in game 3. You don't have that, you win the game. But then tonight, you know, I think I would put it almost in the walks and the pass balls were killers. Georgia was able to get guys on base, move them over without benefit of a hit, and then when they had a chance for a sack fly or they had a chance to get just bring a runner in, they were able to do it. Mississippi State, on the other hand, had some opportunities early in the game. They had bases loaded in the 3rd inning with 2 outs, and Jacob Parker looks at a strike 3. Look, he's a freshman. It's a big moment. He ended up having a really nice game. He was 2-for-4. He had an RBI and a run scored and a walk. So he got on base 3 times tonight. But that's a big moment, you know, where you have a chance there to, you know, shave into a lead. You were down 5-1 at that point. And State couldn't get a shutdown inning, right? They cut it to 4-1. Georgia comes back to make it 5-1. State scores in the third to make it 5-2. Georgia comes back to make it 6-2, and then it's 10-2, and you're just kind of off and running. Really weird night in the SEC, by the way. When you look at all the scores, a lot of double-digit runs scored tonight. Let's just take a quick look at the SEC scoreboard. Ole Miss gets a win. That's not with Hunter Elliott, too. They started Taylor Rabe on Thursday. So good chance for the Rebels to win a series, which would be great for State since they've already beaten them. That'll just only help the RPI, but they beat Florida 6-4 down there in Gainesville. Result of the night, and Georgia now first place in the SEC all by themselves because South Carolina beats Texas 9-1. What a surprising result that is, as the number 2 team in the nation goes down on a Friday. Texas is a bad Friday night team. They've lost 3 of 4 of, I guess I should say, game 1 games. Lost to Ole Miss. Lost to Auburn and now loses to South Carolina. And had to have a walk-off last week to beat Oklahoma. Vandy all over Texas A&M, 14-8. That game in College Station. Vandy has won four straight SEC games since their sweep here in Starkville. Auburn, so I was calling them Fraudburn, right? Maybe I should call them Arkanfraud. Because here's Arkansas now. They lose 10-2 to Auburn tonight. Since they beat Mississippi State, they took 2 of 3 from South Carolina, but if you watch that series, South Carolina really, really should have won it. They get swept at home by Florida, and now they get beat badly at Auburn tonight. And then Alabama, the hottest team maybe in college baseball right now, 10-7 over Oklahoma in Norman. That's a really good win for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Two series start tomorrow, Missouri and Kentucky, and that is at Kentucky. And then LSU is in Knoxville to take on Tennessee for a really big series. The loser of that series is going to be in some trouble, some real trouble. So I know a lot of you guys, and look, as I'm saying this right now, it's very possible that by the time you listen to this podcast, something has changed. But as of right this moment, nothing has changed as far as times for these games go. Still a 6 p.m. first pitch on Friday, a 1 p.m. first pitch on Saturday. I have seen the forecast. I know what's going on. I don't know for sure that anything is going to happen there. So as far as I know, Mississippi State is still playing a game on Friday and a game on Saturday. If that changes, hey, I will be the first one to let you know if I can be. I will. As soon as I know, I will try to let you guys know what's going on. But a tough opening night, game one loss for Mississippi State. But I guess at the end of the day, you know, let's look at it like this from this perspective, right? It's 10-2, and State brings in Peyton Fowler for the first time in an SEC game. And you would have been forgiven in that moment to not think, okay, State's just going to try to, you know, they may get run rule, but they just, they're not conceding, because I mentioned that the other day. I don't believe Brian O'Connor believes in concession. I believe he's going to try to win. But at the same time, he's thinking, I need to save some of my arms for these next two games. But then you start clawing back into it, and you've got the winning run on first base with your leadoff man up with a chance to – who has already had two hits and a home run earlier in this game. And if he gets on, then there's Ace Reese. I mean, yeah, I'm impressed with the way that they were able to come back. It came up short. But this could have very easily, you know, when it's 10-2, it could have very easily been a 13 or 14-2 game that ends in seven innings. Instead, State fought to the absolute last at bat. And I feel really good about, I still feel good about their chances to win the series. We haven't talked about Charlie Foster, just didn't have it tonight. And, you know, last week, a really good performance. This week, the antithesis of that. Two innings pitch, he gives up five runs, three of them earned, four hits, two walks, two strikeouts. He faced 12 batters. Just wasn't good tonight, and State needs McPherson to get back. Hopefully, you know, seeing him without the brace this week is a really good sign that he can be back maybe a little sooner than later. I still think Foster has a role to play this year. He can be a lefty matchup guy, but that was a tough start for him. I do want to talk about Bauer real quick. My first time to see him. You know, I haven't been to any midweek games at Duty Noble this year, and man, if he can start to unlock something, that's a real weapon, because he was really – look, pitched 2 1/3, he faced 11 batters. Reese had an error in there that should have gotten him out of the inning. They also had a double play ball that the relay throw was just a little short, and he could have gotten out of the inning there in the eighth. He got – I mean, he coaxed two ground balls that didn't get him out of innings that could have. You can see the ceiling. You know, we've talked so much about Kamario Taylor for football. You see this ceiling with this kid, 96, 97. He's throwing a little slower, but he has much better command. That slider is just a devastating weapon when he throws it and when he commands it. If he can be a piece for Mississippi State, a guy who can give you an inning or two, I mean, honestly, I think that the potential is there, and even here in year one, for him to be the closer if he continues to pitch like this. I mean, at one point, he's retired 10 in a row over three appearances. And then, like I said, just his defense kind of let him down with a couple of ground balls tonight. But that's a huge piece for Mississippi State. If they can get him unlocked and be a contributor, that's going to be somebody who wins you a ball game here or there when we get closer to the end of the season. I really do think so. And I think that he plays, he's the way he's pitching right now. I give Justin Parker a lot of credit because if you saw his first appearance, you know, he came out, struck out the side, everybody's losing their mind. And then he comes right back out there and he gives up a couple walks and he looks like a freshman. They pulled him out. They took him out of the plans for a couple weeks. He didn't pitch for 2 weeks while they kind of tweaked the delivery, gave him a little bit more command, sacrifice. You know, instead of throwing 101, but it's not a strike, throw 97 and it is a strike. You know, Parker says that all the time, right? It's nobody cares how fast you throw ball for. Kind of true. And I saw something in Jack Bauer tonight going in there into it. When he came into the game, it wasn't a pressure situation. It's 10-2 when he comes in. Then State scores 5 runs and it's 10-7. And you're like, are they going to make a change and try to, you know, really hold this? But they sent Bauer back out there and he was good. Gave him a shutdown inning right after the 5 runs. Gets in, like I said, a little bit of trouble there in the ninth, but that's more on his defense than anything else. I thought he was really, really good. And man, if he can be something for Mississippi State, that's a very valuable piece for the Bulldogs. So we'll see where it takes us. 10-9 is your final tonight. And back at it, like I said, 6 o'clock is the scheduled first pitch. It is possible by the time you listen to that. And honestly, it might just be by the time I finish this podcast. We might get word while we're still recording. If that's the case, we'll talk about it. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. I had lunch at the Older Brother today. I took a person there for the first time. Somebody who's been in Starkville, and I said, you know, hey, let's go to the Older Brother. Oh, I haven't been. It's like, the hell is your problem? Yeah, what do you mean you haven't been to the Older Brother? Now he's been, and now he knows. He's in the know, and I'm trying to get you guys in the know as well. The Older Brother is a fantastic place to grab lunch or dinner here in Starkville. And, of course, Two Brothers Smoke Meats. Did I eat Two Brothers Smoke Wings tonight? Yes, I did. I didn't tweet because I got there a little late, and the game was already 4-0, and I was like, eh. But my count is to 56 wings, and I will be adding to that tomorrow because those wings are just – that darn good. Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business System. That's what they've been doing for over 50 years. If you need a new copier, printer, computers, laptops, mailing and information systems, whatever it is, business technology, our friends at Advantage Business Systems are ready to take the call and set you up with what you're looking for, but more importantly, set you up for success after the sale by guaranteeing that service is going to be there. You need service, Advantage Business Systems is here to provide that for you. That's the difference between being a neighbor and being a number. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go when you are looking for Mississippi State gear here in the city of Starkville or if you're in the Golden Triangle. Nobody makes has a bigger, better selection, a more unique selection, stuff you literally cannot find it anywhere except for Maroon & Co. If you're looking for the LA7 gear that our buddy Luke Alexander, the former Diamond Dog, puts out, Maroon & Co. is the place to get it. Use the promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. You can use that in-store or online at maroonandco.com. If you're looking for Mississippi State gear, before you go to the next game, go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. We are less than a week away from our remote at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden for Sports Talk Mississippi and Thunder and Lightning Live. Hope you'll come out to see us, say hello, but more importantly, we hope you'll come out and take advantage of the spring savings on the John Deere tractors, mowers, and gators that they're going to have out there. Best stuff that you can find, whatever you need to find, whatever helps you around the house, whatever you like to do this weekend. If you're a home, you got home repair projects. If you've got the lawn to get after. You got to get out in the garden. If you're just doing car repairs, if you've got to cook this weekend, if you got to get out on the lake, whatever it is, I can't stress it enough. I might need to do, and I don't really know how to do them. I might get somebody, but like, I might do like a lap around Scruggs just to try to give you an idea if you've never been of how enormous this store is and everything that they sell. I might do that. We'll see what happens. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, they have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber, that's the name to know. If you're looking to buy or sell land right now, they can certainly help you with that on areas from a couple hundred to a couple thousand acres. But if you're already a landowner and you think, hey, I need help, I need to help managing my timber. I need help making better decisions, more sustainable decisions regarding my land. That's where Good Hope Land and Timber truly shines. These are experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a quick phone call. Our friends at Good Hope Land and Timber are waiting to hear from you if you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi. 601-442-9888, or you can visit them online at g-hope.com. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. All right. We have some housekeeping business here to do. First off, a lot of thanks from me. There was a thread today on three about some, the things we talked about on yesterday's show. I got some tweets about it. I really appreciate all of the feedback, and to the point where I've made a couple of decisions. I know a lot of you were saying, look, we understand why you do these interviews, some of these interviews, but if it's a team that State's not playing, I'm really not that interested. I hear you. I have interviews for Georgia and for Arkansas loaded up, but State doesn't play either one of those teams this year. So what we're going to do is this. When we do opponent previews or these spring football previews, because I think some of you guys are college football fans and you do want to hear these interviews. And honestly, I need to do these interviews just for myself. I need to know about these teams. All right. That's part of my job beyond here for Sports Talk Mississippi is I need to be able to talk about these SEC teams. So those interviews help me. If it's a team State isn't playing, we're just going to put the interview on the podcast feed and leave it out of the show itself. And I'll try to give you 30, 40 minutes of Mississippi State talk. But if it is a team that State's playing, we'll put it in the show. So you look ahead to next week, right? We'll do Arkansas next week. That'll just be on the podcast feed. We'll do Kentucky next week. That'll just be on the podcast feed. But LSU and Missouri and Ole Miss, those will be in the show. Those are teams that Mississippi State plays, and I want to be able to talk about them a little bit. Most of you guys said that we want to get a co-host in here, but we're not interested in rushing. We want to take our time, and I totally agree with that. I spoke to two different people today, and when I say different people, not only do I mean they're not the same person, they're really not the same person. Two guys completely different from one another that could potentially be joining us here on the podcast. I don't know if that's going to happen yet. I'm going to continue to play it by ear and see what happens. But I really do appreciate all of the feedback. And most importantly, I appreciate all of the support. This is kind of a difficult time here at Mississippi State as there's a lot of moving pieces. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. But I appreciate you guys, still showing up. Had some people speak to me at the game tonight. Love that. Had one guy wanted to take a picture, and his girlfriend was like, she hates you. It's like, why? What did I do? She said she said she wanted to listen to music, so maybe I should sing more, I tell you what, if you're on Twitter, you tweet at me what your favorite song is, I'll learn it, and I will sing it here on this podcast. I'll at least give you a chorus. Nobody wants to hear me sing a whole song, but again, I appreciate the feedback very much. We're going to continue to figure it out as we go along here on the pod. I think it's been going okay with the solo thing, but that's fine. What I wanted to talk about is State 1878. All right, so I've known about this for a few weeks now. Obviously, Robbie told me about it. They did reach out to me about joining them. I'm not trying to make myself look better. I'm just trying to give you an idea of why I have some inside knowledge of what this organization is. In the end, Super Talk made me an offer to keep me, and I was happy. Very pleased to stay here at Super Talk. I really love my job. I know a lot of you are going to be like, you like working with Cross? I get it. But yes, I actually do like working with Richard and Bork. And you know what I say? I say that somebody needs to stay on the front lines and tell these Ole Miss people the truth. Somebody needs to look them in the eye and be like, eh, you're not that great. And I'm happy to be the one that fills that role. So what is State 1878? Guys, there's been a lot of talk. I think there was some confusion, especially on the message boards this morning, about what this is. This is not necessarily a site that's built to compete with On3 and 24/7. So if you're thinking, you're like, well, I don't want to, I pay for one site. Do I really want to pay for the other? If you're an On3 member, if you're a 24/7 member, by all means, continue to be members of those sites. All right. They're good communities. And you've got people on there that you trust, that's fine. Whichever one you want to be a member of, you want to be a member of both. I know a lot of people are. State 1878 is going to be a little different than that. All right. Yes, they have a message board, but And look, I know a lot of you, the first thing you thought was, wait a minute, this is controlled by the university. We're not going to be. The discussions that I had with them, they made it very clear that they were going to be pretty hands off. All right. Now, does that mean that Robbie, in particular, can go onto this board the way that he would on this podcast and just rip Jeff Lebby a new one? Obviously not. But can Jeff Robbie go onto that board and can he produce content where he says, hey, what happened today with Mississippi State is disappointing and it needs to be corrected? And just use maybe a little softer verbiage than I would use here, where I would say it was putrid. He might say it was disappointing. All right. It's the same thing. I don't think Robbie's going to have to change that much. And he's smart enough to know where he needs to be a little more. Yeah. But the main thing I want to take you guys to take away from this is this. State 1878 is a new facet of NIL. All right. When you're seeing these guys like doing these interviews and doing these columns and things of that nature, what that is, they're going to get paid for those things. And that's how Mississippi State is going to have NIL that passes the clearinghouse. If you went to the event they had out today, one of the football players, the Grimsley kid, I forget his first name, Jamrock or Jamok. I apologize for not knowing it yet. I haven't learned all the new guys. He's out there DJing. He gets paid for that. And so you can go to the clearinghouse and say, hey, we're paying him X amount of money, but he came to this event and he DJed and he talked to some fans and he signed autographs and took pictures. And the clearinghouse is going to be good. He did something with that money or with for that money. Hey, Fluff Bothwell came on our website. He did an Ask Me Anything. He answered questions from fans for an hour. We paid him X amount of dollars. That'll work. All of that's going to get through the. And so now State has a way to ensure that the NIL deals are getting processed. And that's what State 1878 is going to be. Now, it's going to be a little tougher on some of the guys who are newsbreakers. I don't consider myself a newsbreaker. All right. I give opinion is more than anything else, right? I have broken news like maybe twice. And it was never big, I promise. I got Bumpus Hire out first because I am friends with Chad Bumpus. I knew that he was gonna get fired like a month ago, but I didn't say anything because he asked me not to. Just give you a little inside baseball. But very rarely are you gonna see a breaking tweet from Brian Haydad. So the people who do break news, yes, Robbie, because think about it. Robbie is now working for an organization that NIL kind of filters through. So when State gets a commitment out of the transfer portal and they sign, they're going to know about it before anybody else, which also I think is going to hurt guys like Joe Tipton and what's the guy's name? Oh, what's the guy's name? Hayes Fawcett. Pete Nakos, guys who tweet a lot of the commitments out of the portal. For Mississippi State now, it's going to be a little bit more in-house. That's fine. I'll still, I'll talk about it after the fact, which I've always done anyway. When other people were breaking that news, I just talked about it then. If Robbie breaks it, I'll just talk about it then. But supporting this organization is going to be your way to support NIL and support it in a way that I think you can feel a little bit better about, right? It's not as nebulous. It's not as, what exactly are we paying these guys for? Like, is it pay to play? Is it this, that, it? Now it's just like, okay, I give money to this, and these players give us content. And whether you want to look at it or not, like, I am not a huge, I probably won't watch a lot of the stuff, but if that's something that you enjoy, you've got it. And they'll still have interviews with coaches. I don't think they're going to cut off interviews with coaches to people like me. I fully still expect Lebby, Jans, Purcell, O'Connor, hopefully Zach Selman. And I want to say, I reached out to Mississippi State. I said, look, why don't you let me interview Selman, get somebody outside of the organization to ask some questions so that we can have a little bit more clarity of what this is. I'm hopeful they'll do that soon. I know they did an interview with Charlie, but Charlie works for this organization. So, like, let's get a. I would like to get something that doesn't feel like it's a prepared statement. I'm hopeful they'll allow me to do that. But I encourage you, if you are a fan of Mississippi State, to check this out and to become a member, because if nothing else, whether you enjoy the content or not, that's how you're going to support Mississippi State's NIL efforts. And now I'll be honest with you, I don't know the answer to this question, and I would like to know it. Like, if you're a member of State Excellence Fund, should you switch over to State 1878? I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know what Zach Selman would tell you to do in that situation. I'm hopeful to find out. But this is a great opportunity for Robbie, one he could not pass up. He condensed like five jobs into one. He was working high school stuff for the Starkville Daily News and Mississippi State stuff, and doing this podcast and working for On Three and doing that show for Super Talk. And now he's just doing this. And so he should have a lot more free time. I think he made a decision to bet on himself a little bit here. I'm going to make it very clear that I wish him nothing but the best. He did what was best for him, for his family. And, I'm still here. You don't have to worry about me. And I think I made the right decision for me as well. So that's probably as much personal talk as we're going to have on the podcast for quite some time. But I saw some people talking about this, and I felt like there was some confusion about this organization, and I wanted to tell you what I know about them. The bottom line is, if you want to support Mississippi State NIL, you will be a member of State 1878. Simple as that. All right. I'll be back on Sunday. I'll have the podcast up. I may or may not have somebody in here with me. I'm not saying that would be a permanent deal, but we may give somebody a test run this weekend. We'll see how that goes. I'll let you know how that goes. If you tune in and you just see me, you know it didn't go the way we wanted it to. But if you see another guy, you might be seeing him more. I don't know. So, whatever. I appreciate you guys very, very much, though. I feel like I've gotten a lot of love. You guys have been very supportive of me. I'm very humbled by that. I try to always, deliver for you guys, and I will continue to do that as long as I can. So, love you all. Talk to you guys on Sunday, hopefully wrapping up a series win for Mississippi State. But until then, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.